Like every year, it's very special to be here. We have so much in common. We have so many of our Talmidim have found themselves, their growth, and their initial growth over here. Been tremendous matzliach, and I still see so many faces and nicker, the ha'aras panim, how much they're getting here and how much growth and becoming Beit Torah. We also have the fortune to have many Talmidim from here, and they, in many ways, it's a briach atichin yeshiva, and it feels a deep kesher in Torah of Talmidim and Mitzvah Hashem. We should both continue to be nana from each other, Bez Hashem. In the Shira, there is a pasuk chazal even though it's before Matan Torah. And it's actually two mitzvahs, the ze keli v'anveyu ala kevi v'armenu. So you have two inyanim that are learned from it, and both inyanim are in the getter of mitzvahs. They are each one a very different type of mitzvah. The Gemara dash and the Shabbos and the Mechilt over here. One is the famous inyan of Hido mitzvah, the Tanya ze keli v'anveyu. His noel lefanei b'mitzvus, and then abasholoi meva anveyu hevei doimeloi mahu chan rachu mafati chan rachu. So both of these are mitzvus that they have a place in the world of halacha. Both of them are before Matan Torah, which is interesting. Why one would expect it? Each one of these needs a hesbah. We'll leave alone noy mitzvah, snoil afanai, and I want to focus on the second one because I think in some ways it's even less understood. Abashol says, "Van veyu have a doime loy." So there's a chiyuv to be doime takadish baruch hu mahu chan rachu mafatan yachan rachu. It's a halacha that's not brought to shulharach because it's in yanim of mus and so on, but the Rambam brings it as a mitzvah. And it's brought it's both in the Sefer Mitzvahs, and it's a whole Sefer of his, Hilchos Deis. Rashi says, how do I learn it from the Pasuk, Ze Keli Vanveyu? So Rashi says over here, that we darshan it from the Pasuk of Anivahu, Volosh Anveyu Anivahu, Es Asmi Kimoisu Ledabik Vidrachav. So Rashi says it's built on a nivahu. The Marsha asks on Rashi that l'chura one would have seen it much more appropriate that we learn it from the same gedda like isnor lefani b'mitzvus. Yezinya being misnor b'mitzvus, the yin being misnor with ma'isim tovim. That definitely seems to us a much more appropriate way of describing the mitzvah. A person's essex was a mehuder, a person's manum chavir was a mehuder, so it's also a hider. Rashi obviously is going out of his way to emphasize that the limud is different because it's a very different type of mitzvah. A nivahu. I would like to understand a little bit to focus on this a nivahu. A nivahu is a strange combination. Because when I'm trying to speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I should be talking to you. Whenever I want to talk about somebody that I'm close to, the right way to mention it is me and you. Me and him is a loss of richuk. And Rabbeinu Bechaya brings it. Rabbeinu Bechaya talks about the inyan of Anivahu Oishiyana. He speaks about the inyan of Eishtein Rabba, and we say the phrase, and we don't know exactly what we mean. Aniva hu oishiyana, aniva hoi oishiyana. It actually is a big shaila in the medaktikim, how to say what it to say. Aniva hoi, aniva hu. Rabbeinu Bechaya is a clear smach that it's aniva hu oishiyana. That's the way to say it, but the etzem musag, what kind of name is anivu hashena? So the Bechaya speaks about this. He speaks about the anivu hashena, and I shine this. He says quite a few things over here. Many of them are al derech kabbalah. It's a very, very mysterious shame. He speaks about gematrias and so on, but he pinpoints the nekuda of this special shame. He says, should it not have said Aniva Oyscha? Same point that the Mashah is tapping on over here. Why would it be Aniva Hu? So he says, because it's referring to the Chelek Nister of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. And Dugmas Brachas that we say Baruch Atah, and then we say Asher Kitshan. That's the way he leaves it. So the Rabbi Nebuchai is pointing out that Aniva Hu Oishiyana, it's not an awkward phrasing of Aniva Hu, it actually is Bedafka. We're referring to something, we're referring to him, not to you. In Tefillah we're standing and we're saying, you, Baruch Ata, and this is referring to him, which is referring to something that's Nister. So, if it's a Pasuk and it's a Limud, and we need to try to understand a little bit, what are we talking about, what do we mean over here? The Rambam, when he speaks in Sefer Mitzvahs about the chiyuv of this mitzvah, it's a very, very strange phrasing. He learns it, first of all, not from this pasuk, but he learns it from V'halachta b'drachav, or from the pasuk Aleches b'chol drachav. The reason why the Rambam is Mishana, obviously, is because the Rambam says, it's famous Rambam Pirshei Mishnayos, that our chiyuvei mitzvahs are all drawn from post Matan Torah. There are chiyuvei mitzvahs from before Matan Torah. Even Mila, even Gira Nosha and so on, they were given before, but they derive their validity and they derive their toikif from Matan Torah. So to find a pasuk of Anvehu, which is before Matan Torah, that couldn't be mechayiv you. So it certainly means that there's a certain inyan, like Moshe Rabbeinu mitoch deshira was mekabel on himself Anvehu, but that can't be called the place where there's a chiyuv. Okay, so let's think a little bit about how we would have phrased this mitzvah if we were writing it. So, just like there's a mitzvah to be misnoyer in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a specific mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that you're supposed to, do mitzvahs outside of Yisra Toiv. One would expect a similar mitzvah, and if we were writing the Rambam, we would write the mitzvah is to go and to do everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, even in non-specific mitzvahs. So we're doing it in the world of Benon Chaveroi, and we're doing in Yonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like us to do. That's basically how we would say. So I would write the mitzvah, and I'm sure everybody else would write. The mitzvah would be, the way we would write it is, Loleches bechol drachov, v'hainu to be misnahig b'pulaseinu atoivais amidis hachshuvais and sheyitu benekel. That's how we would write it. That's not how the Rambam writes it. The Rambam writes, the mitzvah is hushatzivanu lehidomos bo yis'ala l'picholteinu, that we be doimet to our Kodesh Baruch Hu as much as we can. That's the guf achiyuv. Ukvar nemar, what is the laleches bidrachov? And therefore, what does that mean? She'in yonoi lehidamos bipulos atoibas yisach shuvas yirtumay yis'ala tzaramosh yis'ala kol ilurav. In other words, the mitzvah itself, the guf ha-mitzvah is to be mizdame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chazal dash in different places, v'chi efshel lidamos, elo to go and also is drachim and so on. So it's a very, very different slant on the mitzvah than we used to. It's not, there are mitzvahs where there's a special tzivui to have a certain pu'ula, and like lola, tzitzis, esrei, so on, tefillin. There are mitzvahs that are more klolistic, like hiddur mitzvah. It's not specific, but it's telling me to be mahadin mitzvah. And there's another angle over here, that bechlal, the mitzvah is a very different intent. The mitzvah is ledames bedrachov, and then, and how we do that, through these inyanim of leches bedrachov. So let's be mizbayin and understand a little bit about what the teich of this mitzvah is. Because in a certain sense, this is the mitzvah that encompasses our midos. And there's a mistake, a general mistake about midas toivis. We have an understanding of midos as being focused baram chaveri. It's true that many midos have a focus on chaveri, but there are many other midos that have no shaykhs. For instance, if a person is a gagaron, he's a glutton, he sits and eats all day. Maybe he could be a nice guy. Maybe he walks by, he says, "Come, have a drink with me. Let's make al chaim together. Make bracha." The person is a wonderful bal midas, and yet there's something wrong with it. A person tells tall tales. He's not harming anybody. How big the fish he caught is not. He's not selling you the fish. So he only wants you to know that the fish that he caught is like almost leviosan. So who's he hurting with that? And yet all of these are chisan, so are not necessarily been on chaver. They're not hidurim in ben chaver. They're not even necessarily the embodiment of ben chaver. So what exactly is midas? How does it fit in the scheme of Torah mitzvahs? So I'd like to go back to Rabbeinu Bechaya and understand the oimek of what he means that this is the chelok of nister of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Manavshach. Nigla is nigla, so we know exactly what's supposed to do. What's elos yachzah supposed to be in nister? Well, why is that important? I mean, for tzaddikim, for big talmid chachamim who know nister, so for them that's shoharachdik. So what exactly does he mean? This is nister, and this is what we're talking about, nanivahu. In a person's desire to be toiv, in a person's desire to be shayach to what's right and what's good and what's divine, we have one layer, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us what to do, and anything that goes into a tzivui is specific, and this is what we do, and doing that makes us good, and not doing that makes us not good. But they would limit that. So if I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu package in the Shulchan Aruch and keeping it, so in a certain sense, that's megareya, because I have this, and this is exactly what's it, and that's it. It's imagine, use a little bit of a muscle. Imagine somebody learns how to act and how to behave from a book, and he follows the book meticulously. We say it's fine, his behavior is good, but we don't see more than that. When I see something that's beyond me, it means I'm not there. But the way to get there is called a derech. Those things, if I need to be in a certain place. When I'm there, I'm here. But if the place is beyond me, the only thing I do is I show a point and I say, follow this road that goes there, or figure out your own road. So to get to a place that I'm not, I need to be able to point at something, to locate it, and then I need to track a road to there that'll take me there. That's how I get to a place that's beyond me. In as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it is that I have where I am, is not it. It's the beginning. It's a starting point. But I can't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So the way in which a person grows to be shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by locating him beyond where I am. And the way in which I have shayches to the beyond is by finding a derech that leads to that beyond. And therefore, there's anivata. When I stand and face HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to capture a moment of me to Him, which in a certain sense is, there's a certain parity in the fact that there's this yachsus, me and Him. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, there's anivahu. If you're shayach only to anivata, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never bigger than when you are, and you're not going to grow further. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imagine I have a Rebbe, a phenomenal Rebbe, but the only thing that he does is he teaches me at my level and never moves a half step beyond my level. So I'm stuck to where I am. I once heard, I have a chaver of mine, Levi, he's the son-in-law of the Nesiva Shalom, son of my Rebbe Zechanah Bracha. And he told me, was an extraordinary person in many ways, and he was an extraordinary mechanech. And he said, he was very makbid that his Rebbeim should only speak things that are clear and at the level of the kids in his chatarim. But he said there needs to be certain days of the year, before Yontiv, certain extraordinary moments when he needs to give a child a taste of a half a foot ahead, a half a darg ahead. Because if you don't give a taste for something beyond, then he'll always be boxed into the little understanding that he has. So b'derech klal, a Rebbe is somebody who meets you where you are and feeds you and so on where you are, and then it's something that gives you a musik for beyond. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mehalach avoda. One mehalach avoda is where we are, the chiyuvim and the tzivuyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel on us in the world of mitzvahs, deals with us where we are and what we are, and is right for us as we are. And then there's a whole another section that's called lehidamos elov. I have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a model. Whenever I have somebody as a model, it means it's something beyond me, and the mitzvah is to move in that direction. The ways of moving to it is called the leches bedrachav. There are drachim that go there. So just like if I have somebody I idolize, I have somebody that I hold up on a pedestal, the first thing is I locate a point, and then I move towards there. That's the pshat, rasa shivcha bayam, when she pointed to Ezra and she said, ze keli van vehu. She was all a shivcha. She didn't become my Yecheskel. But she saw much further than Yecheskel. And she was able to locate it by pointing with a finger, so to speak. That brought about the mahaloch of anvehu, of anivahu. There's somebody beyond, and the way to get there is through the drachim. So the mitzvah and the chiyuv of being mizdamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu's drachim is unique. It's not only another mitzvah, it's another layer of mitzvah. And even though, and in many ways, it's the right place of it is before Matan Torah. Because even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavet tzivuyim only from Matan Torah, but there's something called derech eretz kadmo l'Torah, which means there's a derech from the person who has yet to receive Torah. He needs to be able to pinpoint a place and say, that's where I would like to be. That's the derech eretz kadmo l'Torah. It's something where we stand back. When the shivcha son of Yama, she said, zekeli. That was the root for all hanhagis in Torah. For that chiluk of Torah which deals with nivahu, which deals with Kadosh Baruch Hu as beyond us, rather than being imminently in front of us. And we point at it. And then the chiyuv, what do we do with it when you point at something on a pedestal? The chiyuv is something to bring us to there. That's through Valach the Bedrachav. There's a pasuk in Navi, Yirmiyah, where he gives Klal Yisrael Teichacha. Klal Yisrael is doing bad. It's Yirmiyah is much Teichacha there. And he says, Yirmiyah Vav, Koyama Hashem, Imdu al Drachim, stand by the roadside, Uru'u, look around, Vishalul Nesivas Olam, and ask for the eternal pathways, Ezu derech toiv. Which is the derech that brings the toiv? Ulechuva. Go in that derech. Umitzu margo lenafsheichem. And you'll find your tranquility for yourself. In other words, yes, where you are now, there's not much that you can do, or I can tell you. But the first thing is, take a look to where the roads lead to. Why don't you stand on the roadside and observe where the roads are going to, and find out which road goes to Taif, and go there. And you'll find it. If you're going on the road, you'll find it. I'd like for a minute or two to sort of express, I guess, a way of expressing what it is that this Kufa Netz Yisrael does for a person, and it's, I guess, I remember when learning in yeshiva, and learning yeshiva Netz Yisrael was very uncommon, and so on. And I'd like to try to explain a little bit to understand what it is that a person has in front of him, and how to make use of it. In Eretz Yisrael and yeshivas, there are certain levels of godless and dargas of Torah that are really, really incredible. The schus of Eretz Yisrael, schus of Torah that's so special, schus of people that are mosa nefesh and learn Torah with such a gi and so on. And a person comes into an environment like that, so there are certain immediate changes in a person in terms of behavior, in terms of learning, and so this is where the person is holding. Every person can feel what he's holding. Some people are zoch and they become part of it themselves. And many people, their place in life will be to move back into a world of chayil and so on. But a person, we talk about observing mitzvahs. Observing mitzvahs means you'll never grow or be better than what you are, where you are. That belongs to the realm of the atah. It belongs to the realm of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you in the here and the now. And we're obligated to do it, and we certainly gain from doing it. But there's another dimension. When a person is zeichet to have a zekeli moment, the shifcha still remains the shifcha. But she had a moment of zekeli. What are you supposed to do with a zekeli moment? It could be a year, it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years. It could be, every person has a tkufa. Anyone who's here will have a tkufa that he sees something that's really beyond the horizon, but he sees it. A person needs to understand that this is a very important chelak of his avoda. And this is the avoda of Lidamas Bedrachav, to model yourself after something that's big. The modeling is not immediate. A person can read a sefer about the, I'll be the goyim. That's nonsense. It doesn't work, and it's not what it's meant to be. But a person who sees personally a godless in Torah, godless in Yerushalayim and so on, has at least a model. And as long as he keeps it as a model, and finds what's the derech that gets there, what's the type of lifestyle and behavior that brings me to that, that brings me to being shakur with tzichlius, that brings me to being tsanua in my snagus. Yes, the person over there might be a paradigm for me, an unreachable paradigm, but walking the road to there is something that is in itself a kvius of toiv. That's what a person takes away from this special ruchnistik kufa in life. That's this kufa. The Mirz Hashem, you're standing now. You're now at these nesivas olam and the drachim of tov. And every one of you has and will have moments of a zekeli. And this whole tkufa is going to, when looking back in hindsight, is going to be a time of being able to point to the etzba. There's a long life ahead where not always is it easy in all the mist and confusion to find that. This is a life where there's a clarity of zekeli. We're still very down here, but the zekeli. Make that your paradigm, that this is where you want to head to. This is the lehidamos, I have what to be misdamed to. And develop the drachim and the nesivas that bring you to there. And with that, you'll have that kiyum of the zekelev anveyu, the aniva hu will become more and more aniva ata as life goes on in Mitzvah. That's welcome.